acknowledgement. This is meaning that there are steps to go on our ladder that we are aligning to. So it's very important, they're saying, to not cling to the past. That means to not cling to our history, to not need things to continue the way they have been. So because there's this unconscious fear that's running the programs, we tend to like security. We tend to not like change. But we want to remember that change is really the order of the day. Change is allowing new circulation, new ideas, new advancements, new decision making, because how we receive ourselves is still from an impoverished state. So we want to understand that there's room for new evidence. There's new room for new circulation. So as we will entitle ourselves to our highest broadcast. Now, the reason they were preparing us in stages and in levels is they're encouraging us. So again, when we say there, we're really meaning our total self, our higher self. So we want to remember that it's our own holy awareness that's engaged in the process of liftoff. In other words, how we respond to our life has to do with where we place our consciousness. So just imagine you're at, I don't know, the zoo or something, and you're looking over to the left, and someone says, look over to the right. You're like, you're missing it. So just imagine that. So out of like a habit or convenience, we seem to still see ourselves by looking to the left. But again, our higher self is directing our placement of vision. Because remember, how we perceive ourselves, how we can conceive of ourselves, has everything to do with what we end up manifesting, because we're allowing that sense of brilliance. We're allowing that sense of new orchestration, of new deliverance, of higher exposure. So as we will seal our fate. So sealing our fate means we come into agreement that we expect an alternate reality, that we expect change, that we expect movement, that we expect advancement. So advancement isn't just the final ending result. The advancement is that treasure seeking along the way. So in other words, step up, step up, step up. So we want to keep agreeing to play along. We want to keep, they're saying, to keep time, to keep tempo with the music. And that music is our own internal dance step. It's our own internal conception of our true understanding of self. So as we will receive, they're saying to chime with the notes. So when I'm saying that, there are these energies, offerings, signalings that are allowing ourselves to proceed. So we're proceeding in terms of our own makeup, in terms of our own understanding, and we're allowing that internal applause, because remember, we have to receive ourselves in the spotlight, not from the ego, not from, yes, a wonderful personality self, but yes, from our total inclusion, meaning we're coming into alignment with this higher value, this higher understanding, an allowance. So it's that allowance where we draw close from the past, where we're not continuing with some of those old personality traits that have kept us slumbering. So this is what I do, this is what I like, these are my friends, and we stay just sort of circling in one certain place, or they're saying range. So we're looking at frequency range. So as we allow liftoff, as we allow our broad demonstration, we permit this higher exchange. So this means now, as we move up higher, whatever has been whatever has had the brakes on previously is going to erupt, is going to arrive for our dismissal. Now, how we dismiss it is because we see ourselves anew. We see ourselves in holy remembrance, And so this is where it's like we come, they're saying we come and we circulate. So in other words, we come into greater circumstance, we come into greater acceptance, approval, understanding, commitment of our soul attire. So as we will receive, they keep saying chimes tonight, is as we will receive our heavenly chimes. So this is our vibrational, and I do, when I say heavenly chimes, it's like ding, 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 our vibrational consent, awareness, duration, completion, adherence. We like they're saying tone to a new reality. So we want to remember what we experience in our life has to do with our arrival of power. So it has to do with our frequency exchange, our frequency pattern. So what we're doing is we're completing that range of evolvement. We're completing that range of solidarity. So we're accepting our true nature. We're accepting our orchestration of love. And as we do this, we hold the baton. In other words, it's we graduate. We hold that frequency. Now, as we hold this frequency, our new arrives. Our new arrives. So we're like, where is it already? Why haven't I manifested this? So again, we want to remember the note, the vibration, the tone that we've been signaling. And so this is where it's time to come within, look at our own plate, look at our own understanding of self. And so this is where what's surfacing is what needs to be exposed, what needs to be administered to, what needs to be sometimes overhauled. So overhaul doesn't always necessarily feel so grand at the time, but what it does is allow our elongation. It allows our further permission. It allows our true understanding of self so that we're broadcasting in our new awareness, in our new environment. So allow these energies to lift you up into greater circulation. Now, when I'm saying greater circulation, I can feel like, okay, if I go there, I know there's going to be shifts. And what does that mean? So this is where the ego is like, I don't know about this. So we want to come into our full pleasure seeking of allowance where we understand that we're here. So funny, their words. We're here to make a splash. We're here to make a splash. So now when I'm saying that, I'm just seeing like these dolphins like splashing in the water. So again, we want to get very comfortable allowing our past persuasion, in other words, who we considered ourselves to be, what we consider this life to be about, to have an alternate reality, to have an alternate conclusion. In other words, to go beyond what we can conceive of, what we can even dream of. So it's not that we're not holding intention, but when we hold our intention, holding our higher self's hands, holding the intention to become one with our I Am presence, we're going beyond creature comfort. We're going beyond past understanding, and we're allowing locomotion of care. So this is movement. This is further increase, further alignment, further establishment. So as we receive liftoff in our true accommodations, that is who we really are. Who we really are at love's advantage, beyond the old administration, beyond the old fears, beyond the old defenses. And so again, we're circulating, with richness of character. So richness is receiving what our old circumstance was not able to provide. So again, circumstance being frequency, being focus. Remember at the zoo, looking to the left, and it's like, look to the right, look over here, come along. So allow these energies to administrate. In other words, allow them to bring you gifts. Allow them to bring you reason or purpose. So reason of purpose is, gosh, what seemed so important yesterday somehow no longer holds relevance because I really realize what's of greatest value, what's of greatest triumph, what's gonna really bring me soul satisfaction. Where I've been following along because my friends do it, my parents, whatever it is. It could be a hobby, it could be a profession, it could be a lifestyle. And suddenly you come into your true understanding. So they're showing me the King of Pentacles. So this is a lot of energy that's bringing forth manifestation. So this energy is specifically about manifestation, coming into our highest claim. So this is allowing that alternate reality to present, to be exposed, to be certain. So in other words, claiming it, aligning with it, allowing it, permitting the richness of advancement, leaving the old, allowing the new. So as we will receive our divine allotment, we do so with regular understanding. In other words, understanding this is the commitment that we have agreed upon in yesterday, meaning when we took on this incarnation. So again, everything that's unfolding is coming forth with victory of pleasure. So the energies are quickening, supporting, advancing. And so what we're doing is saying yes. So sometimes we get a little stuck. We get stuck in patterns that feel good because they're easy. So we know it, it's comfortable, but there may not be a heck of a lot of soul growth. So while we're busy being very, very comfortable because Tuesday is tuna noodle casserole night or whatever it is, like it gives us security. They're saying they're now taking us abroad. So the security is in our alignment with our I Am presence. The security is following our soul's directive. And so we're gonna understand day by day in how quickly changes can occur, how quickly we can come on board, come into new alignment. So we're learning how to create at whim. We're learning how to be the magician, how to create with this our high voltage. So as we will receive the gift of our heart, so the heart is our spiritual heart. Our heart is what's bringing us greater accuracy, greater, they're saying that nobility. So in other words, honoring our special placement. Not that we're special, we're all special, but special in terms of we, in essence, have already signed off on these agreements, even though it may still be somewhat unconscious in our level of understanding. So we're allowing through true consent, we're allowing through liberal pleasure, we're allowing through persuasion of understanding. So again, allowing our soul to merge, allowing our higher awareness to come and play a greater part. So in essence, we're feeling our way rather than judging things by appearances, by old folklore. Folklore is really how the world works. And so as we quicken in frequency, how the world works is changing. So we're adopting. And again, because we're adopting in sort of like the early plan, so we're going first, the groups that are entitled, we want to remember that we're learning to trust in love, we're learning to trust in our higher keeping, in other words, in our sacred image, in our sacred matrimony, as opposed to how things have worked up to now, how we may have been taught through societal gesturing, through generational teaching. So it's not that we're making anything wrong, it's not that we're judging, we're simply learning the mechanics of alchemy. and making necessary adjustments. So let us receive in like occurrence. Let us receive in like awareness. And I literally have, there's a rose. And so that rose is blossoming, and it's representing, again, our spiritual heart, because we're learning to live from the heart. We're learning to live from the heart consciousness rather than from the mind being the ego, the mind being the I personality. So we're moving from those old stations to our spiritual awakening. So I just have this rose that's just, oh my gosh, it's like the most beautiful rose that's ever been seen. So again, it's symbolizing our journey. It's symbolizing the truth of self. Let us receive. And so allow that to be received and seen by all extremes. That means all areas of your life, all points of memory, all hopes, all past pains, all future desires, whatever is arising, let these energies circulate. Allow them to take hold. For whatever reason, I just have images of my past. I mean, like early year past. And they're just kind of floating around. Like out of the blue. Here they are. So trust whatever advances.